Well, hello there. You are about to enter the mind of the mindset maniac. Your mindset is the most important part of your existence. Don't believe me? You will. With a healthy, adaptive, and expansive mindset, you can achieve anything, and you can learn to use every challenge in your life to benefit you in some way. I am here to teach you all the ways your mindset dictates your current experiences in life and ultimately your future. This podcast will teach you applicable tools and resources that you can start applying today to improve your life. So what are we waiting for? Let's go ahead and jump right in. What is up, my friends? Welcome back to another episode of The Mindset Maniac. I am Leslie Krivar, your host and Mindset Maniac, and we are going to be diving into what I actually think is like a taboo topic. And I don't know, never in a million years would you think that talking about like something that's an app on your phone would be a taboo topic, but I have experienced that this is not something that people enjoy a lot of times to discuss, because it's kind of like what it feels like when you talk about someone's eating habits or drinking habits or anything else that could like bring up some feelings of shame or judgment or discomfort, or especially if we know there is some truth to what the other person is saying in like how this might be preventing us from feeling a certain way or doing certain things, but we know that it's going to require us to change some things or to do some things different, and that's going to create some discomfort or even resistance or having to sacrifice perhaps. So what I'm talking about is, yeah, social media, Instagram, Facebook, the tweeters, whatever all the things are called. I want to talk about social media and the downside of it, right? As I'm talking about this, I don't want it to sound like there are no benefits of social media, but I also think it's super important to share this perspective of it, because it's becoming a sneaky, thing, we'll just say that is impacting how we feel about ourselves and in turn, how we act. There's no way around it. Depression rates, anxiety rates, suicidal rates, all of these have gone up incrementally in the past decade. It is astonishing the rates that these three specific things have gone up. And it isn't a coincidence, right? There are many, many, many studies and tons of evidence that supports the idea that social media has contributed to this because of so many factors. Isolation, the ability just to, you know, share your thoughts and opinions with people about what they're doing in an unfiltered way and oftentimes in an unkind way, but also the pressure to be a certain way or do certain things, and the measuring up against other people or other businesses or other families that happens when we're just scanning and we're seeing everything that's out there, it is taking a toll on our mental health. And so I want to say this at the very beginning of this episode. I'm not here to say every single person needs to do what I did, which was completely wipe it, get it off of your phone, and be out in the real world. I'm not saying that that is what you have to do. I'm not saying that's a bad thing to do, but I am wanting to bring some awareness to the benefits of scaling back, and even at the very least, just creating lots of awareness around how you're thinking and feeling when you're on the app, right? Because so many people are just on there, and having thoughts that are unconscious and just thinking like naively that it's harmless, and it's not. So one of the things that came up for me recently was, let's say a few weeks ago, it would have been actually over a month ago, when I was talking about starting the gratitude group, which we just wrapped up the week of Thanksgiving. I wanted to make sure that anyone who wanted to join the gratitude group could and would know about it. And I have a lot of people on my email list, and that's the way that I was going to be sharing it. But I also know how social media works, and I know that there are a lot of people who aren't on my email list, or if they are, like, emails get buried or lost, or we just don't open them. And so I wanted to make sure that this group, it's one of my favorite things that I do, and I just think it's such a special thing. I wanted to make sure that anybody that wanted to join it would see it and know about it. And so after being off of social media for, like, literally not even opening the app for what would it have been, July, August, September, October, 5 months at that point, I re-downloaded the app, and I wanted to just make, you know, one simple post that would let people know that I was doing this gratitude group, and here's how to join, and then, you know, delete the app. As I did this, you know, I made the post, I uploaded it. And as I did that, Instagram defaulted me back to, like, my homepage. And I kid you not, I literally felt like I had just been assaulted. I had been assaulted with so many people, so many reels, so many posts, all of these things just, like, hitting me one after another. It was like, ugh, somebody's family. Oh, their perfect kitchen. Oh, their perfect business. Oh, this, like, one after another, this dance move, this thing. And I was like, oh my gosh, what is all this? Like, and it was just so apparent to me that, like, I didn't ask to see any of these things. It's not like they weren't lovely. Some of them were, but I didn't ask to see them. And now all of a sudden I'm being, like, hit with all of these thoughts that are connected to with what I'm seeing. And because I'd been off social media for so long, this was just like, oh, wow, this is what was happening to me all day long. Every time I was opening the app, I didn't even recognize it. But this is, like, this is some big stuff. And I'm not joking. After I closed my phone, after the assault, as I was calling it, it probably took me, I was, like, very aware of this because I knew what it was like when I got off social media months prior. I was very aware of how long it takes your brain to almost, like, detox all the things that you just saw. Because, like, you saw these images and you have thoughts about what you saw, and then you have feelings about what it is that you're thinking about those things. And 9 times out of 10, those thoughts aren't things like, oh, how nice that they are on a vacation. I mean, that might be a secondary thought, or maybe that's mixed in there, or how lovely that their family just took these beautiful pictures, or, you know, look at that Christmas tree, look at this. It's not things like that. It's not just these neutral observations. Most of the time, there is this dialogue going on in the back of our mind that's like, oh, I should do that. Oh, I haven't put my Christmas tree up. Oh, my kitchen is a mess. Oh, I should redecorate this room. Oh, my business should be doing this. Oh, I should be more passionate about my career. Oh, my kids are so, like, not behaved like these ones are. And, like, it's this, these thoughts in our brain that make us feel that, like, we're just doing it all wrong. And this is actually one of the biggest problems that I hear when I'm coaching someone. It doesn't come out, like, it doesn't come out straight in those words, like, oh, I feel like I'm doing something wrong. But the problem boils down to that we're seeing things constantly, that we're measuring ourselves up against, and we're making ourselves feel bad about our life. We're making ourselves feel bad about our relationships. We're making ourselves feel bad about our body, our home, our business, our style, our kids, everything. We're just making ourselves feel bad. We are constantly comparing ourselves to the lives that we see on social media, because everything on social media is perfect and lovely and happy. And while we're doing that, we're also comparing ourselves to this ideal version of, like, what we think that our lives should be like, or what it shouldn't have been like. And it just continues to compound this pain and this frustration and this feeling of like we should be doing it differently and better. I think that where we get it wrong is we think that when we're exposed to these things, or maybe we have these thoughts that it should be better or different, that it's going to motivate us to change. It's going to motivate us to like be better in our relationship, so that it's going to motivate us to like have a better workout routine or be a better parent or whatever it is. We think that the negative thought of like comparing ourselves is going to motivate us. And I will tell you, that is absolutely not the case. A negative thought about ourselves or our lives will never generate motivation. Motivation is generated by motivating thoughts. So when we think we're doing it wrong, we're going to feel bad. Now, there may be a secondary thought of like, well, maybe I could do it differently. And then that might create a little bit of motivation. But the more negative thoughts that we have about ourselves, honestly, makes it so much harder to change our lives, especially for the long run, in a good way. So I know I promised that I wasn't going to ask you to delete your accounts or get off social media or anything like that. But what I am inviting you to do is to start tuning in to what the heck you're looking at, what you are being influenced by, and how you're feeling when that's happening, right? Start with the feelings. That's always I shouldn't say always, but oftentimes that's a really easy like way to figure out if what you're looking at is helping or hurting you. Even the inspirational stuff, my friends, like that's sneaky too. The things that are like meant to inspire you, if as you're looking at them, you have this feeling like you're doing something wrong, then those inspirational pages are not for you. The pages that like, we'll even look at it this way. If you own a business or you like are on parenting pages, like those pages that supposedly give you good business ideas, if while you're looking at them, you start feeling anxious or you start feeling overwhelmed or you start feeling really bad about what you're doing, those aren't the pages for you. If while you're looking at these parenting hacks and, you know, the parenting tips that, you know, most people just take in and save, but we never really use, but we're watching and we're subconsciously feeling that we're less than, because we don't make magical playgrounds out in the middle of like our backyards and we don't use twigs and forest scraps to, I don't know, make little gnomes in little villages. These are not the pages for you. I've even seen this like, noticed it with myself with like wardrobe, right? Like noticing how everybody dresses on social media and, you know, these pages that they have now where they have people come on and just show you like what they're wearing and like where you can get it. I was like, oh wow, now I hate all my clothes. Like I really noticed that. Like now I like don't want anything that I have and I need to go buy like a whole new wardrobe. When it's like, okay, maybe I would like to update some things, but not because I hate the things that I have now, but like taking action from the fact that the things that I have aren't good enough or aren't in style versus like, oh, I saw this and I liked this and this was cute. I'm out and about and I think I'm going to buy it. Like it's just a different energy. It's just a different motivation to make a change. And we can't forget the relationship pages, right? We can't forget the ideal relationship pages that subconsciously convince you that your partner doesn't prioritize you or care about you, or like, you know, if he's not planning these 2-hour scavenger hunts, that he doesn't love you. We can't forget that we have things like that out there that are now contributing to us feeling poorly about the relationships or the friendships that we have in our life. Now, outside of just recognizing that when we look at certain pages or when we see certain reels that we feel kind of crummy, and then we're recognizing that that's because we're thinking kind of crummy thoughts about ourselves or our lives or our partners or our parenting skills or just the way things are playing out for us, that's really powerful. But the other reason why this matters so much is because of what those thoughts and feelings lead you to do. So think about it this way. What do you do when you realize that you're feeling bad about the way that you start your day? Maybe you're looking at an inspirational page that's showing you their morning routine and, you know, it's 7 hours long because they wake up at 2 a.m. and they do the red lights and the journaling and the sauna and the yoga. And, you know, it's all these things that like should, like, you know, ideally it's like, oh, that's so lovely, but it's making you feel bad about yourself. And you notice you're having thoughts like, oh man, I don't do anything. I don't take care of myself. I, you know, just suck as a human who doesn't have a human routine. Like, you're thinking these things and you feel bad. That likely you're going to notice is not making you feel like I am going to start a morning routine tomorrow. No, what you might find yourself doing while you're feeling bad about this unconsciously is looking for something to make you feel better, right? This happens so quick too, my friends. Like, you're feeling bad, right? Not even noticing why that you're having these thoughts about yourself, but you're feeling bad. And so our brains will look for something to make us feel better, which is like a little dopamine hit. How do I get one? So Instagram is beautiful for this exact purpose in that it keeps hooking you in like with these little tiny dopamine hits, right? Something funny on a reel, something aesthetically pleasing, something that makes you kind of feel a little bit good. And so because of this feeling that we had of not being good enough, because like, or this feeling, I guess if we're not feeling good enough, maybe that's unworthy, or like, we'll just use a general term of just feeling bad because of what we were thinking. Now, what we end up doing, the action we end up taking out of that is we're wasting time on social media. Now we're just scrolling, looking for a little dopamine hit to make us feel better. You know, another example of this is maybe you're just scrolling along and you see pictures of people in their bikinis or working out, and you start having this thought, right? Maybe it's subconscious, it's kind of buried down deep, but you notice you're having negative thoughts about your own body, right? Hate my body doesn't look like that, it'll never look like that. Feeling kind of these negative emotions towards yourself. And before you know it, you're just like walking around, finding things to snack on, and you're eating to kind of fill this this negative emotion that's inside of you that you don't want to feel, right? I hate my body. Let me just grab some chips. I feel hungry. I'm going to snack. Whenever we're snacking unconsciously and we feel like, I don't really know why I'm snacking, there's always a reason. There's always a feeling that we are uncomfortable with that we're trying to avoid or bury or whatever it might be, depending on the specific situation. This also comes up with like relationships, like I mentioned. Maybe we see a cute little reel of, you know, this boyfriend or husband that does this thing and this thing and this thing. And then we're starting to like subconsciously judge our own relationship, right? Measuring this against what our partner or spouse does. And then, you know, we start having thoughts like, man, you know, they don't even listen to me. They don't even care about me. And we go out into the kitchen and lo and behold, we see that the dishes weren't done, even though we asked them to do the dishes before they left. And that just like, poof, adds on the evidence that, see, this person, just like I was thinking, doesn't care about me. And then what do? We start a fight with our partner over dishes when really this partner most likely does care about you. Maybe they forgot. Maybe they had something else on their mind. That's something else that you can address differently. But because you watch this reel and you started thinking, hey, maybe my partner should do those things, because they don't care about me. They don't listen to me. Then you have this evidence. It just like added on to this little fire that started like growing. And now we have a fight, right? Now we have a fight that didn't need to be there. And, you know, last example I'll give is like around parenting. You know, maybe we see like all these parenting tips and hacks and strategies, and we start feeling bad about how we're parenting, or we start feeling overwhelmed with like all the things that we should be doing, but we haven't done yet, or we don't know how to do. And we, that because we're feeling that overwhelm, very typical action that happens when we're feeling overwhelmed is avoidance, right? So maybe we just like, okay, I can't do this. Like, we just start avoiding parenting in general. And this is where you're on the couch and you're doing the Netflix. And then because you're doing the Netflix and you're not doing the things that like you feel like you should be doing, we compound our pain by having bad thoughts about ourselves as parents, because now we're not parenting at all. We're just watching the Netflix. So it's like this cycle that keeps rolling and rolling and rolling. So again, this matters so deeply. What you're seeing on social media and how you're thinking about it and how it's making you feel matters so deeply, because it directly correlates to the action you take next, right? You aren't starting fights with your partner because they didn't do the dishes. You're starting fights with your partner because you had this thought that they didn't care about you, or they don't prioritize you, or they don't think about you, or they don't listen to you. You had this thought and that was kind of just like buried in your subconscious. And then you saw something that proved it right. And then, oh man, the dishes, just like, that wasn't just about the dishes anymore. That's just about this extra layer of evidence that they don't care about me, right? It's just this layering on that is so, so unnecessary. And think about it in like an even more simple, maybe a less significant way, with like the example I gave about like our wardrobes, right? Noticing all these clothes that we don't have that we think we should have. And then what do? We take the action of like buying clothes that maybe we don't need. We just start spending money on things that we don't need. And this is just no way to live life, right? In this unconscious, reactive way, reacting unconsciously to thoughts that we don't know are there, but feelings that we feel deeply that are impacting how we experience life and the way that we move through life. Now, don't get this, like, don't hear me saying that we need to start avoiding things so that we don't feel a negative emotion. That's not what this is, because there are absolutely, and my clients know this so deeply, there are absolutely times in our life where negative emotions serve us. Negative emotions teach us. Negative emotions, like, we need to feel. And I would even go so far as to say, like, when you're experiencing these negative emotions on social media, like, take a moment to learn from those, right? Why am I judging myself? What is my expectation for my business or my relationship or my parenting styles? Or also, is this bringing up something in me that I know maybe I should be focusing on or adjusting or looking into, but I'm not doing it, right? There's all those little pieces, and we could go into them all, but this would be like a 3-hour podcast. What we're focusing on today is just being aware of the influences that are coming at you on social media nonstop, and perhaps creating actions out in your life which are leading to results and outcomes in your life that you are not happy with, but you're just not understanding where they're coming from, right? Why do I find myself watching Netflix for hours? Why am I binge eating? Why am I starting fights with my partner? Why am I not satisfied with this business that I created? Or why am I wasting hours and hours on social media looking at different like hacks and tips and throwing myself into podcasts that like really aren't teaching me anything new, but are keeping me busy from doing other things? Like, why am I doing these things? And this, what we're talking about today, this awareness, is where the why comes in. So what I want to leave you with today is just this invitation to continue to tune in, okay? I said I wasn't going to ask you to get off social media and to delete your apps. I will make a recommendation to maybe try to limit it, right? See what it's like to create smaller windows or less frequency. And even in that, just tune in more. Slow things down when you're on that app, right? Look for those quiet thoughts that sometimes like feel like white noise when you're just scrolling. Like, eavesdrop on yourself. What am I thinking? Like when I'm watching this reel, what am I thinking about myself? What am I thinking about my life? If it's a good thought, and even if it's just like a feel-good reel, cool, you know, no harm, no foul. But if it is something that's making you feel kind of crummy, recognize what you do next. Do I keep scrolling on social media and kind of wasting my time? Or do I start feeling irritable and take that out on my kids or my partner? Or am I mindlessly snacking? Like, figure out like what's happening in your life. This is how we create opportunities to gain healthy control and literally create lives that are intentional and happening from us, not as a result of our reactions. And most commonly, unconscious reactions, things that just feel like it happened so quickly that we didn't even have control over it. So that is what I wanted to share with you all today, my friends. I hope this was received with love because I want to make sure I say this. There's no part of me that wants this to feel like there's judgment if you're on social media or, you know, anything in life that we all do. None of us are perfect. I certainly have my hand raised in being an imperfect human, as we all are and should be. Just the way that God designed us, we are flawed. But I'm hoping, it is my intention, that this is received with love and like feeling like somebody just wants me to know that there is an opportunity for me to create more awareness over what's happening within me so that I can have more healthy control over what's happening in my life. That is my only intention with this episode and anything that I share in any of these episodes. So with all of my love, as I say each and every time, let's live a meaningful life, and we will chat so soon. Hey, thanks so much for listening along with me today. I hope you found this episode helpful. And if you could do me a solid, drop me a 5-star rating below and please comment what you liked about this podcast and how it was helpful for you. And if it was, I would love for you to share this with a friend. That is one way that I can continue to grow this podcast, reach more people, and continue to spread the good word. Also, make sure you hit subscribe on your way out so that you never miss an episode with myself, the Mindset Maniac. I'll see you here next time.